Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference. 今天早读首先我们来用英音读一下。There are many reasons why we run, but usually it's to avoid what's right in front of us, a decision to be made, or a dilemma we have to face. 美音版。There are many reasons why we run,But usually, it's to avoid what's right in front of us. A decision to be made, or a dilemma we have to face. 首先我们做英音的讲解。There are many reasons. There 和 are 读法是 there are. 这个怎么读呢？其实就相当于是 there 读好了之后，再去加一个 r 的发音。There. 那昨天我们讲到了元音加元音加 r 的情况，那这其实就属于是元音加 r 了。There, 英音里面读法是 air, 它是以小刷音结尾的。那么后面又加到了元音，所以需要加一个 r 的发音。There are many reasons. Reason 这个词注意长元音 e, 嘴角裂开紧张度。Reason, 那它变成了复数的这个 s 要读成 z 的发音，清清浊浊嘛，因为 reason 尾部是一个鼻辅音，鼻辅音属于浊辅音嘛。Reasons why we run. Reasons why we run. 我们注意 run 这个词一定不要读成了 run. 那我知道很多同学会把这个词读成后鼻音的那个 run 的音，那这个是非常 run 的。那我们要把它读成 an, 好像我们汉语里面那个安装的安。我们安装的安这个尾部其实就是舌尖抵住上齿龈形成它的尾部的一个 n 的发音。an。当然我们这个 n 发音的这个舌前部是贴着整个的上排牙齿，而英语里面的这个 n 这个音素要记得是舌前部在上齿龈的位置贴住 n 也就是往后走一点。 We run. Why we run. There are many reasons why we run. 后面 But usually 若读成 b 小刷音 t 在省读。 But usually it's to avoid. Avoid 这个词不要读成了 avoid，一定要记得单词里面含有字母 V, 就一定要上齿咬下唇。Avoid, 再发成一个 boy 的那个 oi 的双元音。Avoid, but usually it's to avoid what's right in front of us. 我们注意这句话里面有两处，一个是 it's, 一个是 what's。我们发现这两个单词的尾部都是要发成一次两次次的那个声母 ,ts 的发音。那 it's to avoid what's right in front of us. What's right in front of us? 这里面有三处连读 right in, front of. 那 of 和 us 在连读 of us, in front of us. What's right in front of us? 后面 a decision to be made. Decision 这个词我们注意它中间的这个 c 的字母要发成一个清辅音的 那后面的这个 sion 本身发音应该是审，因为前面有元音因素了，那相当于要把这个 sh 浊化成 r, 那所以这个词应该读成 decision。 那这种情况其实是很多的，也就是前面是一个元音，后面是 sion 审的发音，那它遇到了前面的元音因素需要被浊化一下，浊化成 r 的发音。比如说 persuasion, confusion, explosion, 都是发人，都是发浊辅音日的样子，而不是诗。所以说 decision 虽然看起来 sion 像是发诗，但是因为前面元音因素的关系，它要浊化成日了。后面 a decision to be made or a dilemma we have to face, or 和 a 连读加 r, or, 这跟我们昨天讲到那个 for it 很像， for 加 it, for it,这里面是 or a dilemma we have to face. Dilemma 这个词我们注意它的第一个元音是 a, de, 后面一个元音是 a, dile, 最后 dilemma. A dilemma we have to face. 若读成 t, we have to face. 好，这句话我们再用英音读一下。There are many reasons why we run, but usually it's to avoid what's right in front of us.A decision to be made or a dilemma we have to face. 那下面我们做美音的讲解。There 和 are 连读成 there are, 要卷舌 There are many reasons why we run. many, 注意它的尾部一不要读成了 a, 不是 many, 要读成 many. Many reasons why we run. Run 不要读成了 run. 我们发完这个音之后，舌头前部是要去找上齿龈贴合的。N, run, run. But usually, but, 它省读。But usually, it's to avoid what's right in front of us. What's right in front of us? 这里面需要做连读。Right in front of us.Right in front of us. Right in front of us. 后面 a decision to be made. Decision 这个单词的中间呢是清辅音词，后面的这个审变成了忍的发音，因为前面一个音素是元音，这种情况呢都是要把这个清辅音齿浊化成日，所以这个词不是 decision 而是 decision. A decision to be made or a dilemma we have to face. Or 和 a 连读 or a dilemma we have to face. Dilemma, 发音注意。三个元音抓好。Dilemma. 最后 to 若读成 t. 好，我们再来读一下美音版。There are many reasons why we run, but usually it's to avoid what's right in front of us. A decision to be made or a dilemma we have to face. 那我们来讲一下 dilemma 这个词。那它是一个名词，表示进退两难的窘境。或者是进退维谷的困境，比如说我不知道要不要接受这份工作，那我陷入了两难的境地，我们就可以说 I'm in a dilemma about this job offer. 那再比如说这种情况就把 Robert Kennedy 置于了两难境地， This placed Robert Kennedy in a dilemma. 那我们可以用 place somebody in a dilemma 把谁谁谁置于两难境地。那我们早读里面呢这两个搭配也特别好，一个是 make a decision，做决定是要用 make 这个动词，比如说这件事情你要好好斟酌斟酌再定夺， think over the matter and then make a decision. 那还有一个搭配呢，就是 face a dilemma, 面对一个两难境地，比如说我们上面的这句 I'm in a dilemma about this job offer 就可以替换成 I'm facing a dilemma about this job offer. 今天早读呢，我们需要用到 there are many reasons why someone do something 这个表达，也就是什么什么有很多的理由的意思啦。比如说有很多的因素会致使我们变胖，这句话应该怎么翻译呢？大家可以留言到留言板，明天我们来做小总结。好，今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。 There are many reasons why we run, but usually it's to avoid what's right in front of us, a decision to be made or a dilemma we have to face. 美音版。 There are many reasons why we run, but usually it's to avoid what's right in front of usA decision to be made, or a dilemma we have to face. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow. Decisions, and baby, there's nothing holding me.